if I had to give you two pieces of encouragement this week, it would be to stop caring so much, and it would be to stop making yourself so small. And of course, I want to explain those. When I say stop caring so much, I mean stop attaching yourself so much to how you are going to be perceived by other people. As long as you are doing your best, do not care about it. Now, if you run around in these streets being a deviant, doing stuff that you're not supposed to do, and people are judging you, they probably should, friend. But the reason that I say that is because you can be doing the right thing, but if you're afraid that, oh, if I do this thing, this person's going to think this, they're going to think that I'm trying to be better than them, they're going to, and you're attaching yourself to the personal thoughts, ideas, and judgments of other people, you're not going to do whatever it is that you're supposed to be doing purposefully, and you're always going to be timid about it. So if you're supposed to be starting a business, you feel called to start a business to help women or to help students, children, whatever that is, and then you feel called to create content for that business, but then you're afraid that people who know you are going to be thinking that you're cringe, or they're going to judge you, or they're going to talk about you, you're too concerned with the background noise. You're too concerned with the background noise, and you are thinking very small. And the reason that I say that is because when you start to do things and when you start to focus on your own success, your own battles, your own limitations that you need to be breaking through, you realize that the majority of people are actually foolish. They're losers themselves, and that's why they spend all of their time criticizing other people. Now, I'm not saying that successful people don't criticize you, but all of the criticism that I've received from people doing better than me, as far as they're more advanced and they really have their eyes on the prize, they know what they're doing, they have extreme clarity, when they offer feedback to me, it is a healthy criticism. It's a, hey, you should probably do this instead of doing this. Hey, if you are doing this and you're not seeing a result, this is what you need to do. It's not them criticizing me for trying. And I even find that with myself, the way that I think about things and the way that I offer criticism to people, it's not in a way to beat them down. It's always to give feedback that's going to uplift them, or it's feedback that's going to make them better at what it is that they're doing. And so when you are feeling like, oh, this person's going to judge me, this person's going to think that, I want you to really ask yourself, is that person genuinely going to do that, or are you making that up? And if you feel like they're going to do it because that's something that they do, you can't care about those people. You can't care about their feedback because they're losers. Anybody that you have to sit here and tell yourself, oh, I can't do this because this person is going to think X, Y, and Z, they are losers. Losers, losers, losers. I don't care if it's your mama. She's a loser, right? And when I say she's a loser, I mean anybody that spends that amount of time criticizing other people while not doing anything themselves, they have nothing going on. That's why they're criticizing you, because they want you to be a loser like them. And the sooner you wrap your head around that, the better. And it doesn't have to be that you're starting a business or doing content. Let's say you're just a person, you're sick of your life circumstances, and you realize, which is true for all of us, if you're doing the same thing over and over and nothing is changing, you have to make a decision to do something different. And a lot of times that means that you're going to be looking a lot different than the people that you grew up around, or the environment that you normally frequent, or the environment that you find yourself in, which is not a bad thing. But it does mean that, you know, you might be lonely. You might not have anybody to relate to you. And you're going to have to accept that and still go through it. But you also have to accept the fact that those people who are not ready to change are going to talk about you. One, she thinks she better because she's trying to change. What does that say about us? So a lot of times when people are criticizing you and talking smack about you, it's because they feel a way about themselves. Think about it. You've probably been in that position. You criticize somebody, and not because you were trying to help them to be better, you're just criticizing them to criticize them. Here's what that looks like. You know somebody and you're a single mom. Let's say you're a single mom and your mom is very critical of you in your single mom situation. But her criticism does not come with assistance and help on how to do better. It's just criticism. It's just always telling you, you doing this wrong, you not doing that right, you ain't never gonna get this right, you never gonna do this, you never gonna do that. You're just gonna be a single mom. One, that's cruel. But two, she's a loser. Because why are you criticizing something that you have no desire to help give insight on? And this is such a normal thing. The gossip sites, the media, like, this is a thing. We like to be critical, we societally. We like to be critical of things we don't like to uplift. a better person in that situation who would criticize you. Maybe it's a single mom who she was able to change her life radically while being a single mom, while having limited resources. If that woman sees you struggling, she might say to you, hey, you're never going to do X, Y, and Z if you keep doing this, this, and this. Here's how to stop doing that. That's not cruel because she just gave you a solution. So we also have to learn, not only do we have to stop caring what people think, we have to stop letting our pride get in the way of being attached to when people want to give us a result, right? Because a person who says, hey, stop doing this and do this instead, that's healthy, constructive criticism. Even if it's bad advice, they're trying to help. You don't have to listen to bad advice, but I'm just giving you insight because sometimes we think anytime somebody tells us something, they're a hater, they're a loser. No. If they're telling you something just to point out what's going wrong, just to tell, like, somebody just tell, I don't like your outfit. Okay, Ann, you're just being mean because you want me to feel bad about myself. But somebody that says, hey, your outfit's really cute, but you have a little piece of thread popping out. Like, if you turn around, I'll help you fix it. There's a difference, right? There's a difference. And you have to understand that. And this all stems from self-respect and honoring yourself. I will say that, y'all. And one of the things that we talk about in the Womanhood series, something that I've been talking about in the live streams a lot lately, is that most of the issues that we have as women stem from the way that we feel about ourselves. So if you have bad relationships, bad interactions with people, nobody ever helps you, all of your friends are terrible, this man is dog walking you, that is because you don't value yourself. And I know that because if you valued yourself, you would not be with a man who's dog walking you. You would not have friends who were terrible. You would not tolerate being around people who don't uplift you. You would rather be by yourself than in any of those three categories. And so a lot of people think, it's the relationship. I have to tell this man and he has to do this and he just needs to change and everything will be perfect. No, you need to embrace the fact that you were in a bad place when you met these people, when you entertained these circumstances. And now that you're aware, you got to get out. And if you're not married to that man, just leave. Stop trying to change your boyfriend and just walk. If you're married to him, we pray for him. We don't check out. And this is what we talk about in the Womanhood series. The current session is going on. This is our last day. But we also have a session that's going to be starting at the end of this month. There's going to be a link in my bio where you can check that out. If links are available on this particular podcast, I will also put it in the description for you so that you can sign up. It's a 5-day experience. It's great. We have a good time. You come out feeling more clarity and understanding. You're not confused about what you should be doing. You're not asking advice about things that you already know the answer to. And you're really stepping into your purpose as a woman of God. You're coming out of this state of confusion and spiraling and woe is me and I'm a victim. And you're walking in your power because you understand who you are, whose you are, and what you're supposed to be doing. So that's the Womanhood series. I'm going to put a link for that in the description. And you can also check it out on any of my platforms. There's a link directly to it. Womanhood series is what that's called. But that is something that we talk about, this concept that all of your decisions, all of the things that you experience, good or bad, it's a result of how you feel about yourself. People who respect themselves have a better time in life even when they're struggling, even when they have limited resources, even when their money is funny. But their money won't be funny long because they respect themselves enough to take care of their money and to look after their money. They don't have trash relationships. They don't have people who can't help them in their life. They're not struggling all the time with no way out because they love themselves. They honor themselves. They respect themselves. They value themselves. They put themselves in situations where they can be valued and where they can contribute to other people's lives. And part of what we need to do at times is to ask ourselves and be genuine with the response. Do I care too much what other people think? Am I too concerned with the opinions of other people? And you'll know if every time you go to do something or every time you have an idea, you have to go solicit the opinions of others in a way where you're seeking approval, not asking them, how should I present this thing? Not already deciding I'm going to do this and I just need some input on how to best present it. But you're asking them if you should do it, if you shouldn't do it. You're in a relationship. Should I keep going in this relationship? Should I leave? He's doing this. He's doing that. You care too much about what other people think and you're waiting for somebody to validate something or to confirm or deny something that you already know to be true. So if you find yourself doing that, you definitely, definitely care too much. You care too much and you actually have to stop. Now, the other aspect of that I mentioned is you're making yourself small. And these are usually paired together. You shrink yourself to be more accommodating to other people. You shrink yourself to be more acceptable. You shrink yourself to make other people feel comfortable. So you're not shaking the table too much. You don't want to stand out too much. But in you making yourself small, you're also being a disservice of, you're not being of service to the people around you, because whoever you are, however you are, that is how you're supposed to present yourself, as long as you're not being mean, nasty, and rude to people. So imagine you're putting yourself in a position to play small to make them feel better. You're playing small so that you can be neutral. And I've said before that being neutral doesn't serve anybody. Because some of us are neutral about things, but typically the things that we're neutral about, we don't speak on. When you feel polarized or charged about something, you don't have to make it seem like you're not as polarized and charged to make other people feel better. That's the opposite of what you should do. And it actually helps you to practice loving yourself by speaking on those things freely. Not speaking on them to be triggering. Not speaking on them because you just want to make people angry. You just want to watch people fill with rage when you say something crazy. But speaking on them and standing by your words. And this is why I tell people too, when you learn to do this in your life, you understand why God tells us not to be lukewarm. We can't be lukewarm. You have to pick a side. And with most things in life, that's what we have to do. Yes, there are things it's okay to be neutral on, but those are the lightweight things. But when it comes to actually presenting yourself, doing something, changing the world, changing somebody's life, speaking up about something, helping somebody, you don't have to shrink yourself to make other people feel better. And if you are shrinking yourself, you absolutely care too much what other people think. So when I say these are one and the same, they are. So what I would encourage you to do is something that we've been doing as our homework the past few days on live. If you have not been joining my lives, come over there. Every night on TikTok, we go live at 9 p.m. unless otherwise stated and there's a schedule change. And when I say we've really been getting into the things, we've been talking about womanhood. We've been talking about self-sabotage. We've been talking about all the things. On the first day, we talked about the 5 ways that women self-sabotage. And then I created a study guide. I sent that out. That study guide is now also available at the link in my bio. You can download that and go through the exercises. But something else that we talked about was how overly accommodating you can be and what you can do to stop. What you can do to stop lowering your boundaries to make other people feel like you're relatable and they're more accessible to you. So one homework assignment that I'm going to leave you with, if you've already been in a live, you know what these are. One homework assignment that I'm going to leave you with is say no. Next 2 to 3 days, say no without explanation to things that you genuinely don't want to do. Don't say, oh, let me think about it. If it's a no, say no and don't give an explanation. Somebody reported back the first day after doing that. They said, I said no and you know nothing happened. You're like, I just in my head, I thought that when I said no, everything was going to come crashing down. Nothing happened. And I say, yeah, that's because when people ask you for help or when people need you to do something and you say no, they go to the next person. Think about yourself. When you ask people for help, you don't care who the help comes from. You need help. So if somebody tells you they can't do it, you're going to go find somebody else who can do it. You don't even take it personally. Even if you think about in the past, the last person that told you they couldn't help you with something, you probably don't even remember what it was for and what it was about because you got the help from somebody else. And so when we learn to say no, we stop overextending ourselves. If you can do it, absolutely. I'm not telling you to say no to something that you're capable and willing to do. I'm saying if you want to say no, say no. And don't offer an explanation. They don't need to know why. You don't have to do that. We offer explanations because we fear being perceived a certain way. We care too much what people think. We think if I just say no, well, I have to tell them why, or they're going to think I'm a horrible person. Well, I have a doctor's appointment. Oh, I have no, just say no. I'm not able to do that. Okay, that's the first homework assignment. Now, the second thing is to help you to stop playing so small in your life. And it's a very small thing that starts with you learning to respect yourself. So one of the things that we talked about previously is that you're a loser if you lie to yourself, if you don't keep your word. If you say you're going to do something and you don't do it, you are a loser, right? Just like the people that I talked about earlier in this episode, those people are losers if all they do is sit around, point at other people and be critical. So one of the ways that you can stop being a loser to yourself is to stop lying to yourself. One of the easiest ways to stop being a liar is to start doing things that you are capable of and not giving yourself an excuse. So the homework assignment for this is to take make a list of 5 things that you will commit to. Doesn't matter what they are. It can be in creativity, improving yourself, fitness, health, what you're going to eat, changing your wardrobe, your skincare, whatever. Don't care. 5 things that you're going to commit to. Maybe you want to do your hobbies. And be specific. Don't say, I'm going to get into my hobbies. Don't say, I'm going to lose weight. Don't say, I want to save some money. I want to start reserving time to craft 30 minutes a day instead of saying, I want to work on my hobbies. I'm going to start walking for 30 minutes a day instead of saying, I'm going to start being more active. Okay? I'm going to start saving $50 every week instead of, I want to save some more money. And then when you get this list of 5 things, on the bottom of that list, I want you to write, I can, I will, I do, no matter what, no matter how, no matter when. And I talked about this in live, but that little part, it reminds you to not make excuses, because we all do it. You say you're going to do something, you're going to go to the gym, you're going to start walking, you're going to do this. And the next thing you know, oh, I can't do it today. I'm so tired. I can't do it today. I'm the baby. Oh, I can't do it today. I just don't have the time because I got to do this and I got to do this and I got to do this. So one, you lied to yourself by saying you were going to do it, and you're giving yourself a way out by making up excuses. Your excuses are just that. They're excuses. It doesn't make it like, oh, that thing still doesn't need to be done. It's just an excuse. You still have to do the thing. And so when we can learn to start keeping our word with ourselves, one thing that's going to happen is you are going to stop playing small. Because you take care of yourself, you pour into yourself, you're going to naturally feel like you're more deserving of things. And this is something I don't know how else to explain this. Even when people talk about content creation and being cringy, you're going to get to a certain point. Like with me, it was weird at first, but I get to a certain point where I accepted the fact I'm showing up for myself, I'm showing up for other people, and I'm presenting value. Anybody that has a problem or a critique about that, that's not my problem. So I stopped playing small. I stopped hiding behind, oh, I don't know if this is for me. What if this person sees it? Nobody cares. I don't care. That's not my problem if they see it and it makes them uncomfortable. They can block me. And you get to that point when you start being the person that you think you are, when you start acting like God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, like when you actually start realizing God put me here to do something, and I'm out here playing around and I need to stop because I don't have as much time as I think, and I need to show up and show out in the way that he called me to be, not in arrogance, okay? Not in arrogance, but not hiding either. Stop hiding your gifts. Stop playing small. And the only way you can stop doing that is if you start pouring into yourself and really believing that you are that person. Because you are. The only reason you're not that person is because you lied to yourself and you let yourself live in your excuses. So this exercise is going to help you to pull out of that. And once you start to do these things consistently, you're not going to be so willing to play small. Because a person that works for something and knows that they're deserving, they're going to act like it naturally. Okay? And so when you stop playing small, guess what else is going to happen? You're going to stop caring what other people think, because you also get to a point, and this is not to flex on people. This is not to say you're better than people. Listen very carefully, because it's not a flex. You're going to get to the point where you realize other people who have done what I have done have a solid understanding that there's nothing really in your way. Even when the enemy is tempting you, there's nothing in your way. Because when we talk about how God will come through, when we talk about how God will give you the desires of your heart, when you're seeking his will. So if you're doing something that is honoring of God, and you're doing something that is going to advance the kingdom, and you're bringing people back to him, and you're working in something that is going to uplift and edify our Lord, don't you think he's going to give you everything that you need to get there? And on the other side of that, don't you think the enemy is going to come full force to try and stop you? And when that happens, you need to learn how to cover yourself in prayer. You need to learn how to fast when there are blockages in your way, not give up. And so you start to realize that people who are doing things and who are advancing and who are successful in the eyes of God, they have the same thought process where they don't give up. They don't toss the things aside that they're supposed to do. They walk in their purpose. They walk confidently in their purpose, no matter what, no matter how, no matter when. They're not attached to a particular outcome. They're attached to doing the thing. And because they're so attached to doing the thing that God has placed in their heart, they don't have time to care about what other people think. And so if you do these exercises and you really focus on just doing it, keep your head down and do it. Focus on what you're supposed to do. You will come out of this feeling of, I just can't, I don't know how, in other words, playing small. And you will come out of this need to always have validation from other people. In other words, you will stop caring about what people think. Okay. Now, if you found this helpful and you do still need a little bit of help, like I mentioned earlier, you are free and welcome. And I hope to see you there to join the Womanhood series. The Womanhood series details will be at the link under this podcast, if there is one. If you do not see the link, depending on where you're watching or listening to the podcast, go over to any of my platforms, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. They're all Just Me Sean. Click the link and you're going to see on that link where you can scroll down and join the Womanhood series. I hope to see you there. I hope that this is helpful. And I really want you to actually walk away and do these homework assignments. I will see you in the next video.